Welcome back to another thrilling, exciting, over-the-top episode of Breaking the Plane. I am your host, Hogan, today doing a special episode that I don't think we've done before on this podcast. This is a solo show. We're going crazy today. And I'll explain why we're doing that in just a second. Because my lovely co-host, my arch nemesis, as he loves to proclaim me all the time as, Burge and I, we had a little bit of a scheduling conflict for those of you out there in listening land, wondering what's going on. It was my 35th birthday yesterday. I am getting old, and it's crazy that I've been on this planet for 35 years. Absolutely banana pants. So I am currently recording this on Wednesday instead of our usual Tuesday recordings, because like I said, was the birthday, had a couple of plans going on. Myself and the lovely wife did lots of amazing fun things. And then again, my co-host Burge, we had some scheduling conflicts, so he's not available this week. So this is the grand opening of Hogan's solo show, as I'm aptly naming the episode. I'm excited to hit the ground running with this and have everybody out there listen to just yours truly blabble on for as long as I can possibly make this episode. I can already guarantee it's not going to be an hour long, but you know what? I'm going to have fun with it anyway. We're going to have some good topics to go over. But real quick, I just want to get back into, like I said, my birthday recap, because I want all you people out there to know how amazing my wife is. She went above and beyond this year for me turning 35, where it was like I woke up right away. She was already making chocolate chip waffles, which is like, I'm a fat man already, and I food is the way to my heart. So she already knew right away that that was the best. She's blasting some Sum 41 in the kitchen. I mean, I can't wake up to a better thing than that. And then from there, it just got better and better, because we took our lovely puppy Maverick, who's, you know, a pain in my butt sometimes, but we took him for a nice little walk in the woods, did a couple miles doing that. Stopped by, visited my parents, and then we went to the casino, where I gladly donated, probably about $100 to the local casino nearby. But it was a good time overall. Finished off the night, we went to dinner, got some amazing lobster rolls at one of my favorite restaurants, and then we just came home. We had a fire. We have a fire pit outside of our house there. We lit a fire, stood. We sat out there for probably about a couple hours and just, you know, enjoyed the beautiful weather, because it was absolutely perfect weather-wise yesterday. And then ironically, today, it's pouring outside and it's crappy. So hence why I was like, you know what? Now's a good time to do the podcast. So here I am. We're doing it. That's my birthday recap for any of you out there wondering what I like to do on my birthdays. A whole lot of nothing, but it's a great, great, great time for me. But anyway, like I said, Burgess is unavailable today. He'll be back. It's just the Hogan solo show. Let's get into some other stuff right now. First and foremost, I'm going to jump over to some different sports, actually, from football. We'll get to football. I know this is a football podcast. We'll get to it. But right now, I want to talk about, geez, speaking of English much, I'm going to talk about the NHL playoffs. And as you guys are well aware of, obviously, we're big New England Patriots guys up here for the majority of this podcast, even though we like to hit everything NFL-wise. But I got to say, as a Bruins fan, watching the Bruins, that seven-game series against Toronto in the first round was absolutely insane. I mean, the roller coaster of emotions, I can't imagine. I mean, I'll be the first to admit that I'm not the biggest hockey fan on the planet, but that was fucking awesome. That was just, there's no other way to say that. It was fucking awesome. Just watching the 3-1 lead that they had in the series to all of a sudden lose the two games in 5 and 6, and then game seven, the way it came down to overtime, where you just were waiting with bated breath, not knowing who the hell was going to pull that game out. It was absolutely fantastic to watch. And I know Burgess, my buddy here, I wish he was here to talk about it, because he's the hockey expert himself. If in case you guys are wondering, him and another guy, Ace, who we're good buddies with, they have a podcast themselves. Bruins, I think I want to say it's more Bruins specific than anything, but it's called the Two Pad Stack. So if you guys haven't had a chance to go listen to that, please, 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 please go check it out. Those guys are awesome on that show. They just love talking everything hockey. It's one of the best podcasts out there. Please go listen to it as soon as you can. And I haven't had a chance to catch up with this week's episode. I can only imagine what their reactions are going to be with the whole game, 7-game series against Toronto. But I can already picture how fun it's going to be to listen to the two of them go back and forth about that. And I know there's a little bit of back and forth with what their ideas are for the whole goalie rotation and whatnot. So get a chance, go check out Two Pad Stacks. And like I said, just the NHL playoffs, it's going to be super interesting to see what it comes down to. Obviously, I'm pulling for the Bruins. We'll see what happens. I hope they get all the way through it. But then to go to the other sport too, again, Boston Celtics, those are my guys. I know Burge usually is on record as not giving two shits about basketball, but he's not here, so we're talking about it. My Celtics, they took care of business in the first round against Miami Heat, exercised some old demons there with those guys. And then it's looking like they got the Cleveland matchup now. They smoked them last night in game one. I think they won by like 25 points or something like that. Still waiting to see if Porzingis is going to come back. But it's looking like the NBA playoffs are going to start, you know, being a little interesting going forward, because you already got the Lakers knocked out, which they – sorry for any Lakers fans out there. Fuck the Lakers. I'm glad they're gone. But to see LeBron not get past the first round is kind of crazy to think back the last 20 plus years. Like, when is he either A, not in the finals, or B, not making it out of the first round or missing the playoffs or whatever. But to see Denver, I think, is down already 0-2 to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They got a good young team that's going to be hard to beat. And then Oklahoma City taking a lot of people by surprise this year, getting the number one seed. But hopefully the Celtics can pull it out and keep going and doing what they're doing. Like I said, get Porzingis back healthy, and I hope they can take care of business this year, especially where they've come so close. I mean, they love to be the choke artist, as our good friend Manish pointed out last week. I wanted to yell at him about that. I didn't even get a chance to, but yeah, we'll see what happens going forward. Like I said, with the rest of the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, it's always a phenomenal time of year, which it's interesting because, again, this is a football podcast. I haven't even had a chance to really talk football yet, but this is the lull period, you know, where we don't have a whole lot to really go on about. But there was something interesting that happened very recently. It was actually Sunday night. I didn't get a chance to watch it live. We did catch up with it later on. Netflix dropped the roast of Tom Brady. And I got to say, I went into it with very low expectations, because typically I've seen the Comedy Central roast before. And, you know, it's always hit or miss, where that's so, I want to say, like, uncomfortable when people are put on the spot with those kind of things. And some of the shit that's said is absolutely like mind blown. Like, holy crap, did they really just say that? Or, you know, they don't want to get too offensive or whatever. So it's kind of like tamed. But damn, did they not pull any punches for the roast of Tom Brady. The amount of Aaron Hernandez jokes was like, that caught me off guard. Like, I guess I could have expected a few of them, but the amount, especially from former teammates and stuff, like, holy shit, that was wild to hear that stuff. But overall, I thought that it was, I mean, obviously it was insanely long. I think it was like 3 hours total or whatever it was. That's why we broke it up into different periods to watch it, because it was just like sitting down for 3 hours. It's just crazy to watch that. But hearing some of those guys on there, as a Patriots fan, I'll say first and foremost, it was kind of cool, because it almost felt like we got some, I want to say we got like some closure, I feel like, with some of those guys, especially where you look at the relationship between Brady and Belichick. And that's been such a hot topic for so long, where Brady left the Patriots the way he did. And to see Belichick come out, and first and foremost, Belichick killed it with his jokes and what he said on, seeing that side of Belichick. I know we talked about this before last week on the podcast with, was it last week? Either way, Manish and I, we hashed on this a little bit, where it was like to see that side of Belichick that you never saw before, where he interacted with the media the way that he did, but then that, like, turn the corner and be that lighthearted, fun guy and do the jokes that he did was so freaking awesome. Like, oh my God, I would love more than anything to sit down and just talk football with that guy, because it's just the historian in him and everything else. But like, he just killed it. Like him shitting on Amendola, like, you know, talking about like how he only caught like 200 yards in a season. And it's like, oh, for Randy, that's a good first half. Like, come on, man. That was fucking awesome. But no, if you guys haven't had a chance to check out the Roast of Brady, like, I, even if you're not a Patriots fan, you'll enjoy it, because I mean, 99% of the freaking roast was Kevin Hart just looking over at Brady going, fuck you, Tom, fuck you. And it was hilarious. So check it out when you get a chance. I mean, like I said, Gronk, the amount of shit that Gronk took throughout the whole night was freaking awesome too. And he took it like a champ. I mean, they panned to him so many times, just looking there like, what the fuck? Like, why is everybody calling me dumb? And it's like, dude, you come off as a caveman. Like, you should have expected this. But yeah, if you guys get a chance, Roast of Brady, sit down and watch it. Like I said, break it up into different points if you get a, like, watch it in increments, because it's 3 hours. It's crazy. But I'm really, really interested to see if Netflix is going to, I mean, they're definitely going to continue doing roasts. I'm just curious, especially with like sports figures or other people. Like, I'm just trying to think off the top of my head, like, could you imagine like the roast of like Tiger Woods if they did that? Like, I know they, like, what was it, Comedy Central already did the roast of Peyton Manning. And there's a really, like, not to spoil anything if you guys haven't seen it, but there's a really funny part where Peyton does come out in the roast of Brady, and then Brady gets him really good with like one of his jokes towards the end there about the roast of Peyton Manning. But I'll be curious to see if they go forward with like different athletes or other like figures that they can do, and especially where they don't have to like hold back on Netflix, where it's not cable television, so they don't have to worry about swearing or commercials or any of that stuff. But like, that's what I was thinking in my head, like, could you imagine like Tiger Woods, or I mean they already did freaking Donald Trump back in the day before he was president. But anyway, we're not getting political here. I just, like I said, I'm spitballing, I'm talking to myself here, I'm having a grand old time. But we'll see if Netflix continues down the trajectory of what they're doing right now. Nice little segue here, obviously, if you don't mind me saying so. I'm looking at Netflix because they've hit success with obviously the Roast of Brady, but they also did the quarterback show recently. And I know they also have the, I want to say that's a golf one, where they follow the players around during the seasons and whatnot. And I'm curious to see if Netflix takes advantage of this going forward, where if they're going to start lobbying for like live sports, because you see so many of the other streaming services that actually do that already. I want to say it's like Paramount and like Hulu take advantage of like doing the live sports stuff, and they show you everything that's going on at the time. So I think I'm kind of genuinely surprised that Netflix hasn't taken the opportunity to be like, hey, like, let's get in on this. Let's make a deal with the NFL, or I don't know, MLB or whoever, because I know MLB, I think, does, what is it, Apple TV for like Sunday Night Baseball, which royally pisses off a lot of people, myself included, because it's just like, at this point, you're trying to get rid of cable, you're trying to get rid of all these streaming services because how much money you end up spending with this crap. But it's like, if you want to watch a local game or your favorite team or something, and you don't have the one of the 17 services that you need, I don't know, like I said, I'm ranting, I'm spitballing here, but I'm just genuinely surprised that Netflix hasn't tried to jump in on that gravy train yet. You know, it's, all the other ones are doing it, but maybe it's a matter of time, especially where you see like Google, YouTube taking advantage of like the Sunday Ticket, where I think DirecTV lost that. But going into mergers or different, channels or what have you, kind of figuring things out going forward, if you look at, I read an article recently that ESPN is actually looking into merging with NFL Network. And I will be the first one to tell you that I am not on board with that whatsoever. First and foremost, I stopped watching ESPN, I want to say probably close to 10 years ago, because they are just, they're dog shit. I'm sorry. There's no other way to put it. I can't stand ESPN because it became, I used to be one of those people, especially when I was younger, that I could sit there and any other guys out there that know what I'm talking about, like, hit me up about this, because I have a feeling I'm not the only one. But I used to be able to be one of those guys that when ESPN News was one of those like staples of ESPN, and they would play it for like 4 or 5 hours straight, so that way, you know, it was always the same segments over and over again. You could sit there and watch it, and if you missed something or whatever, it would be back on like less than an hour later. I was one of those guys that could sit there and watch ESPN News for like 4 hours and still be entertained, even though I've already seen the same thing 3 times in a row, just being like, oh my God, look at that shot. Holy shit. How far did he hit that home run? Like, look at that tackle. Look at this touchdown. Like, just, I was one of those guys that I could sit there and watch it forever. And then it slowly transitioned, I want to say, into the hot garbage network. Because if you think about it, it's like, they would cater, or they would just piggyback off of whatever the biggest news ticket item was. And it became like the LeBron show, or like, I remember like when Tim Tebow was coming out in the NFL, and it was just like, you couldn't turn it on without them going crazy over specific athletes, or just, you know, catering to whatever. And then the opinionated shows just started dominating, where you had your, what was it, the First Take with like Stephen A. Smith, and what was it, Skip Bayless was back in the day. I know he's long gone, but just to have them just sit there screaming at each other. And it's just like, at the end of the day, I love having a good, healthy debate, especially, like I said, when my co-host Burgess is here, where the two of us love to, you know, get each other under each other's skins and scream at each other and tell each other you're an idiot. Which we're so good at. But I feel like when you watch ESPN, it's like whoever screams the loudest thinks they're the more like most correct, and it's like nobody is open to admitting they're wrong or accepting what another person says. Which I'm the type of person that I'll defend my opinion to death, but at the same time, if you factually back up whatever you're telling me and I'm wrong, like, I'll say I'm wrong, like, 100% of the time. Like, I've been wrong so many times in my life. But to just, again, I'm ranting, I apologize, but I don't want going back to what I'm talking about, ESPN and the NFL Network merging, I'm afraid the NFL Network is going to lose what it currently is. Because I'm a big fan of the NFL Network, obviously being a humongous NFL guy myself, but like, that's my comfort food for me, is being able to turn on the NFL Network and seeing old games that they love to replay, even though like the recaps, like that's one of the best parts about the NFL Network, is you can go back and you can watch games from like the 80s, the 70s, the 90s, and they'll trim it down so you don't see all like the crap on the during the games, like commercials or whatever else. But they show you like the best plays, and they break down different things, and it's like, that's just comfort food for me, like especially in this type of year or this time of year where there's not really big NFL stuff going on because the draft is over. I mean, I know we got rookie mini camps and whatnot going on, but it's kind of like, until the team is truly there all together, like, what are we doing? It's not football season right now, which kills me. But like that NFL Network is always that nostalgia for me, like going on, being able to watch Total Access. And then they killed it with Good Morning Football for so long. And I know a lot of those guys ended up leaving the show, but like, they had such good things going on. But I'm just afraid if they do end up merging with ESPN, that it is just going to be, I'm worried. I don't have a good feeling if that's what it's going to be, because then it's going to probably just be the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift watch network. Because that's what essentially what the NFL boiled down to for 99% of this year, where, yeah, they want the ratings, they want new people to watch, and obviously they're just watching for T-Swift or whatever it is. But I don't know. I'm hoping for the best, but at the same time, I'm a little bit worried. But all right, enough of me ranting and raving about crazy, ridiculous things between Netflix, ESPN, Roast of Brady, all that stuff. We're going to move on. We're going to talk a little bit of actual football right now. And one thing that I wanted to talk about to myself, because like I said, this is a solo dolo show. I'm going Jason Derulo on you guys. I'm riding solo. I had to drop that line in there. I thought about that before I started recording. I was like, I got to say this in here. Anyway, we're going to talk about the fifth year option pickups from a lot of the guys in the 2021 first round draft class. And I'm looking at the list right now, and honestly, it's crazy to me. If you look at this list of first round picks from 2021 with the absolute massive, massive hits that were in the first round of this draft, and then also the massive, massive, massive underwhelming suck fests of picks in this first round. No surprise to anyone. All those quarterbacks that were taken in the first round of 2021, none of them are getting their fifth year options picked up except for Trevor Lawrence. And even then, I'm not a Trevor Lawrence hater, but I also don't think he's that good. So the fact that he was even that fifth year option was picked up by Jacksonville shows either A, that they're pretty desperate, or B, that I just, maybe they don't think, or they have high hopes that he can still be good. I just don't know, because all the hype that came out with Trevor Lawrence, his when he was still in Clemson and whatnot, and then to see what he's done in the NFL, like he's not terrible. I can't put my finger on it. He's just not that good. Like, he should be so much better than I feel like he's been the last few years. And granted, yeah, I know he got them to the playoffs, what was that, 2 years ago, and they had a huge, crazy comeback against the Chargers. But then you look at like this year, like at one point during the season, the Jacksonville had the number one seed. Like, I want to say it was like 10 or 11 weeks into the season, they were in control of their destiny, and then they like lost out and they missed the playoffs. And that's with Lawrence leading the way. Like, I don't think he missed time this year. And then on top of that too, you got a good established coach in Doug Peterson. To miss the playoffs completely is mind-boggling to me, when you're supposed to be a up-and-coming, young, good team that had a good playoff run a couple of years ago, and to just fall apart the way they did. Again, I just don't see the attraction, I guess I would say, with the Lawrence there. But again, if you feel like you have no other options, I guess you have to pick up his contract going forward. But then quickly, like I said, moving on, running through the names of the other quarterbacks here, you got Zach Wilson, no longer on the Jets. He got traded to Denver. Denver was like, yeah, we traded you for what, like a 6th-round pick, whatever the hell it was. They're not picking up his fifth-year option. Trey Lance, dude could play like 3 games because he kept getting hurt, which again, not a fault of his, but like it'll be interesting to see with Dallas, because they declined to pick up his fifth-year option. There's a lot of talk with Dak Prescott's like contract coming up, that if like, are they going to try and stick with Trey Lance and see if there's something there with him after Dak Prescott? But I can't see Dallas letting Dak go, because again, quarterback, such a tough thing to nail in the league these days. But moving on to the other quarterbacks, you got Justin Fields, who was again just traded for another 6th-round pick to the Steelers. The Steelers are an interesting thing going on right now, where they got Russell Wilson, who I'm not sold on anymore after seeing what happened to him from leaving Seattle to Denver. I mean, Fields is an interesting, you know, pickup. Whether he remains with the Steelers going forward, that'll again be interesting. But I can see why they're not going to pick him up, because I think it's like, I'm reading it right here, $25 million fifth-year option. Why the frig would you pay $25 million for Justin Fields, who is a glorified running back? Sorry, my opinion, I'm going to say it. He's a glorified running back who can maybe throw the ball sometimes. And then, of course, all the Patriots' favorite quarterback here, Macaroni Jones, going to Jacksonville. They're not picking up his fifth-year option. I mean, it's just crazy. He's fighting for a backup position for Trevor Lawrence, who I already went on my spiel about. We've beat Mac Jones to death on here as much as defenses have, so we're not going to touch that. But going to the good side of the 2021 NFL draft, you got Ja'Marr Chase for Cincinnati, who that's a no-brainer. You're going to pick up his option there. Because, you know, especially with Joe Burrow hopefully coming back healthy this year, they're kind of I got them as not my dark horse, because I think people know what they can be when they're a fully healthy team. I think they're going to be a really, really good team again this year if they're able to be cohesive. Depending on what happens with T. Higgins, and I want to say, was it Trey Hendrickson? Was that his name? The ones that requested the trade recently. But if they can stay together and they can stay healthy, I like Cincinnati to be really, really good this year. Another wide receiver who was another no-brainer as far as I'm concerned for getting his fifth year picked up was Jalen Waddle for the Dolphins. Although I'm kind of curious, because recently Odell Beckham just signed with the Miami Dolphins. So they got a kind of a crowded room now between Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Odell Beckham, and then I thought they had – oh, they had Chase Claypool, but he's – I think he just signed with Buffalo, which good luck, Buffalo. I'll channel my inner Burge right now and be like, Buffalo, what the fuck are you doing? Like, Chase Claypool, you want that headache? Like, he burned out in Pittsburgh. He went to Chicago. They didn't win a game after he went to Chicago. Then he went to Miami and did next to nothing. So it's like, you get rid of Stephon Diggs, you get rid of Gabe Davis, and then you sign Chase Claypool. That's your answer to your receiver problems. I mean, best of luck to you, but Josh Allen, good luck to you, buddy. I don't know who you're going to be throwing at, God knows who, when the season starts there, but good luck to you. And then again, just some other, like another receiver, Devontae Smith. Again, I think he's a decent receiver. Obviously, he had the massive, massive success in winning the Heisman, I believe, with Alabama. And he's not been bad with the Eagles, but it'll be interesting to see now that him and A.J. Brown both signed the extension that they did, if Jalen Hurts is going to retain the success that he's had the last couple of years, especially with the O-line change with Jason Kelce retiring, where I won't go as far to say that Jalen Hurts is a glorified running back, because I think he is a very good running quarterback. I think he can throw the ball pretty decently, especially to, you know, A.J. Brown's definitely a top-tier talent. Devontae Smith, I'm not sold on him. I think he's average to above average in terms of like what a receiver should be in the NFL, but they got him locked up there. And then, of course, you look at, like I said, some of the other picks. Your Micah Parsons, no-brainer. He should be a Hall of Famer by the time he's done playing. Pat Surtain, he was probably one of the top corners when he was younger too. There, Denver would be silly to let him go. Panay, I want to make sure I don't screw up his name. I'm probably going to screw it up. Panay Sewell. I don't know, the tackle for the Lions. He's a phenomenal player, and he signed a big fat boy deal. So, kudos to the offensive linemen. I love those guys. And then again, another one, Kyle Pitts. I think the potential's there. It's just it'll be interesting. He should hopefully break out, I want to say, this year, if Kirk Cousins is throwing him the ball, because Pitts has all the potential in the world, and it just, you haven't really seen it because Atlanta hasn't had a staple quarterback since he's joined that team. So it's always interesting to look back, and like I said, we talked about this before with hindsight being either a beautiful or a terrible thing, and looking at the fifth-year options, I see a lot of good names that deserve to have those options picked up. And it'll be curious to see how many of those guys end up, I want to say, you know, signing extensions or whatever. You're starting to see the trickle down effect with some of the guys that have, like I said, your Devontae Smith, your Penne, like those guys signed the extensions already because I think the teams know what they have. But going forward, the guys that got the fifth options picked up already, whether they pan out or not, and then if they get bigger extensions going forward, because it's all about the money in this league, I'm very, very curious to see what ends up happening going forward. Especially when you look at a quarterback year like we just had with the draft, where we had, what was it, 6 quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks, which is just mind-blowing, right? 6? We had 6? I think we had 6. Yeah, we had 6 quarterbacks. Whether all these guys pan out or not, it's just going to be interesting to see, because, like I said, you go back all these times, and I remember when this draft happened, you know, myself included, I was wrong. Like I said, I was excited about the potential of what Mac Jones could be, because I was hopeful that the Patriots would surround him with enough talent to be a good quarterback. The more and more I looked at it, Mac Jones was destined to fail, because first and foremost, he's always been surrounded by top tier talent, whether it was high school or Alabama. And he had never faced that adversity before. And then when he started facing the adversity with the Patriots, you weren't going to get the best out of him, because it's just not who he was. Now, granted, you could put Tom Brady in the same situation that Mac was in, and I mean, I think Brady would have done better, but I also don't think we would have been raising any more championship banners, because it was just that those teams were not destined to do much on the offensive side of the ball. We saw how historically bad they were last year. But again, like I said, Trevor Lawrence was touted to be the next Peyton Manning, the next Andrew Luck, the next Patrick Mahomes type player, where he was so good in college
And it's just like, I can't sit there and imagine that if I polled 50 people that were average NFL fans being like, hey, if you were starting a team today, would you take Trevor Lawrence as your quarterback? I got to imagine like 50% or more would be like, probably not. Like, obviously, it's compared to like, who could you take instead of Trevor? But like, he wouldn't be my first choice. I wouldn't immediately be like, I need Trevor Lawrence. He's my guy. That's who I'm going with. Like, they're not going to say that unless they're diehard Jacksonville fans, which, hey, more kudos to you for supporting a franchise. Like, if they're even going to stay in Jacksonville the way that they've been going. But I digress. Anyway, like I said, guys, it's a tough time of year to talk a ton of football at this point, because free agency is kind of, you know, dwindled down because you got your big names that have already went off the board. Obviously, we're starting to see some guys get either picked up some other places or whatever. And I'll be the first to admit, I was right. I think it was a few, well, I want to say like 5 or 6 episodes ago that I called Ezekiel Elliott going back to the Cowboys. And sure as shit, Zeke's going home. I know I got a couple of buddies that are excited about that. My big Zeke fans, that they're happy that he's heading back to Dallas to be probably their number one guy because Tony Pollard's now in Tennessee. But anyway, it's interesting to see where free agency is dying down. The draft is now completed, so there's not a lot going on until, you know, like I said, we got the rookie mini camps, but that's not going to tell you a whole lot until, I would say, probably the regular season, well, preseason gets going into like August and whatnot. Like the end of July, beginning of August is where you're really going to see everything ramping up. But until then, we got some more like amazing stuff planned. And I know we gushed and freaked out about all the fun stuff we were going to do a couple weeks ago, but I just want to tease a couple of things that are going to be coming down the line for Breaking the Plane specifically. Next week, hopefully my co-host Burge and I are going to be back on the same schedule, and we'd love to bring back our top five lists, or as we've newly termed them, the BTP GOATs segment, as Burge just lovingly calls it. Next week is going to be a really, really fun one. I'm gonna go ahead and spoil what it is right now. We're going to be doing a fun one called the top five movies or TV shows for football specifically. We've already got some great, great fan interactions with the list so far, and I've already gotten a few submissions for the movies and TV shows. So if you're listening now and you want in on this, you know, we got all the socials out there. Hit us up on the socials. Send us your lists. We'd love reading the listener contributions always to have you guys tell us, you know, who should be on your list or our list or what have you. And we love debating it. We love talking about it. And it's always just a fun time to do those. So like I said, BTB GOATs, we got movies or TV shows next week. I already got up in my noggin here. I'm thinking I already got what my probably my number one movie is. And then I got some other ones that I'm mulling around. I got to figure out exactly where I'm going to put them on my list, but I'm excited to compare my list to Burge, because usually I'm the correct one and he's the idiot, but I still love listening to him and giving him shit whenever he tells me what his lists are. But on top of that too, guys, we're going to have more guests going forward too, especially with the off season. As you all know, Manish is a regular on the show now. We love having him. Hopefully he'll be here more. We're going to be talking to him coming up soon and having him back to join us and telling us how spoiled we are as Boston/Patriot/whatever fans. That was a great interaction we had with him last week. I hope you guys were listening to that one, having some fun with that. But what we also want to do is try and bring in some outside perspective as well, because like I said, we're always a Patriots pro podcast here. But we love hearing from other people too. I know I got some shout out for some of my streamer buddies out there. YZ, big Raiders fan. I got Kyle, who's a big Eagles fan. Travi, big Jets fan. All these guys, they love to give me shit as often as they do. But we're hoping to bring in some people that are fans of other teams to go over, you know, like divisional breakdowns going into next year, looking at, you know, my buddy Tommy in real life. He's a diehard Cowboys fan who, I like I said earlier, he's the one that's all excited about Zeke coming back. I talked to him and I want to bring him on and talk about the NFC East and see what happens with coming up this year. He's probably just going to sit there and tell me, oh, Dallas all day. This is our year, blah, 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 because that's what all Dallas fans do. But if we can get some perspective as to why it's going to be Dallas's year this year specifically, which it won't be, I'm going to love to hear it. So like I said, we got some more fans, divisional breakdown stuff coming. And then on top of that, too, we got some other podcast guys that we'd love to have on here and rant and rave with, specifically. Shout out to Pat Lane. I want to say he's he's got his own Patriots podcast that we love listening to. We're hoping to have him on here at some point in the future and just talking nothing but Patriots stuff. So you other Patriot fans out there, if you're listening, hopefully that'll just be more awesome sauce stuff for you. But on top of that, too, if you guys are interested in anything else, find us on the socials. We got the Instagram account that we're growing constantly. We're putting new clips out there. We got our YouTube account. We're on Twitter. We got a bazillion things going on. And especially right now, if you guys are interested in trying to win the new NFL sideline gear, specifically hats, we're going with the hats, that we're running a little giveaway right now. So if you go on Twitter specifically and you find, I believe it's pinned right now on our Twitter page, it's specific for liking and retweeting it, you can enter in for a chance to win brand new and an NFL sideline hat for the team of your choice. We're going to pick the winner. We're going to reach out to them. They get to pick what hat they want specifically. So if you're sitting there and you're listening to me talk shit about Jacksonville and you're a Jacksonville fan, you want a new Jacksonville hat, go into the contest. And if you win it, guess what? I'll be sending you a brand new Jacksonville Jaguars hat just for you. So enter the contest. It's completely free. We're paying for everything. I mean, granted, it's just a hat, but it's a brand new hat for the sideline stuff. So if you're interested in it, join our giveaway. Follow along with everything else. I think there's another, you can put in your submission by retweeting and liking the tweet. But if you also share the story, I think it's a story. I don't know. Burgess is the mastermind behind all this stuff. But if you share the Instagram stuff, I believe that's another way to get another submission in there. So get a chance to win a free hat. That's all I'm trying to tell you, is just go take care of it. and at this point, if you like what we're doing here, if you like me specifically, I don't know why you would, because I'm just a clown with a microphone. But if you like listening to my voice and me going on tangents about random ridiculous things, I am also over on Twitch as Prowler71. You can find me on there. I stream a lot of times during the week. I stream. English is just tough today, man. I stream on the weekends as well. What sometimes I do a lot of different games on there. I like to consider myself a variety streamer. I'm part of a small community of just amazing, like-minded folks that just love streaming and talking to people and having a grand old time. So if you want to catch me on Twitch, you can find me at Prowler71. Again, it's the same things with all the socials. Just look up Prowler71 or Twitch Prowler71. You're going to find me on your Instagrams, your Twitters, Facebooks. I don't know. Whatever social media is out there, I'm probably on it. Just having a goofy old time. You can find me on that stuff. But yeah, like I said, hope you guys enjoyed it. If you're still listening, I appreciate you. I love you. We love all of you guys for supporting us on our journey so far. And I hope you enjoyed my first solo show. Hopefully your ears aren't bleeding. If they are, I'm sorry, but I'll promise that I'll do my best to drag my co-host Burgess from wherever he's hiding for next week, so that way it won't be another solo show. But I love you guys. Hope you have a great week. As always, go Patriots. I'll talk to you soon. Later.